Hey, yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addie and Mo. Hey, yo, I'm Addie.
Hey. Yo, I'm Mo.
I don't understand.
I just wish. I can't explain.
Don't you dare miss it.
Is that what it is? With the Billy Red Lions? We're here about to record you. Fantastic.
I am excited. We have now changed the face of professional wrestling. The WWE Network is here.
Oh, of course. We did it.
It's dead now.
Well, if you're buffering a video.
Every day I'm buffering.
Is that Kofi Kingston's song?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I am a buffering. S.O.S. See me buffering. Of course, we're here in Canada. And so we don't officially get the WWE Network, although 8.3% of the people who have signed up for the WWE Network are, in fact, from Canada.
Yeah. Well, actually, only about, of the, we're hearing about 400,000 people is what I'm understanding at this point.
So yeah.
We're recording this February 27th, late in the evening here. We're hearing about 400,000 people signed up so far. And
yeah,
almost 30% of those are from outside of the United States.
Yes, outside of the continental United States.
Where it, where it's
only supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which makes one wonder if they actually weren't getting those people, how successful would this thing be?
Yeah, exactly, right? So there you go.
If you're 420,000, we're talking about, or 400,000, 30% of that, so that's what?
120,000.
Yeah, I mean, that would be actually kind of frightening.
So you would have 280,000 people signed up.
Yeah, about that, yeah. When you're predicting a million by WrestleMania.
Yeah, and they were saying 2 million by the end of the year. That's what they're telling the investors, right?
Yeah, exactly. 2 million, 3 million by the end of 2015.
Yes.
Yeah. Of course, right now, they can't handle the buffering of 400,000. So.
Yeah, well,
it was a little better tonight.
It was. We had some early buffering issues when we watched. It might have just been Mark Merrill versus Tom Brandy.
Yeah.
They may have,
they didn't want to play that.
Yeah.
I don't blame it.
Yeah, that might have actually been them moving, though, too.
Mm.
Just staying still for long periods of time.
Mm-hmm. That's true. No, I thought they, you mean, weren't they wrestling Harley Race?
He moves. But, no, they got the network. We got about 400,000 motherfucking people on there.
How about that?
I have it on my PlayStation 4. Mm-hmm. One thing with the PlayStation 4 different than other consoles is that there is no search function on the PlayStation 4.
What?
Really? Yeah, no search, so I can't go and search. I can scroll around and pick and choose and find shit, but no search thing. And apparently that's common to the PlayStation 4. I thought it was just because I shouldn't have the network.
Yeah.
That might be the part of the problem.
And that might be why you have trouble getting the live streams.
Well, and it's not even get a trouble. I can't. I've never been able to access the live stream
and again,
all the time, all my life.
And which is why we're recording right now instead of finishing up watching NXT's 2-hour special.
Right.
Now, again, we don't know if that's because you're in Canada here or if it's because of the problems with the network. Because a lot of people had that problem with the network.
I went and searched around, and it seems to be fine. I think it is a Canadian issue.
I went around, and I got it, but not on it. Like, there's a way to get...
You previewed it.
I previewed it for about 75 minutes.
Yeah.
Without having to give them my credit card, a real credit card.
Right.
On my laptop. And then I left. Because,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to give them the money until I had a chance to preview it.
Right.
And I'm also kind of was waiting to see, you know, how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If we can't get the live stream for the pay-per-view, is it still worth it? Yeah, for me.
Yeah.
Is it still worth it for most people? Probably not.
Yeah.
Because I'm, you know, more likely to go in and watch a lot of that old shit than probably a lot of people.
Well, next week I'm not working, and the man they call B is going to be over.
Oh.
So we will probably watch WrestleMania 4 every day next week on the network.
He's not kidding, folks.
No,
that's not a joke.
joke.
He's probably going to do it. That's what I was saying, was I kind of wanted to go on there and preview because I wanted to see about the library. I wanted to see kind of what was available. Because
mm-hmm.
when I, like, previously, when you would go in and watch your DVDs or you would go in and watch on
your
YouTube.
Your baby butt wipes.
on YouTube, you would have a tendency to go in and watch those things that you see a million times and watch it for a million the first time. Like, you wanted to watch the Mega Powers explode again. You want to watch, you know, WrestleMania 4. I tend to want to go in there and try and find some Mid-South Wrestling, some WCCW, some things that I never saw.
I do want to go back on, they have some From the Vault, I think it's called, and they have some like Garden, Madison Square Garden shows from like 1977.
Yeah. Which is still WWE, but I'm more likely to go in there and find Great Valentine Wrestling, Bob Backlund from 1977, 1978, watch a 45-minute match of that that I've never seen, then you are more likely to go back and watch, you know, Bret Hart cut that promo about, you know, America and Pittsburgh, you know.
Yeah. I did try to find that was part of the buffering issue. It was really horrible yesterday is when I was finding the biggest issue. The first day, it was okay. I got on after Raw. Again, couldn't get live streams.
You're flipping out. I was saying you just give it a little time. I was telling you to wait. I guess you didn't have to.
No, and I didn't get the live stream, but I watched that WrestleMania special.
Yeah.
With Pat Summerall that did the hosting part for him.
He's dead now.
It's true. But then the next day I'm like, okay, this is good. Now we're going to try to watch some other shit. And it just said, I think it was, it was yesterday or the day before. Anyway, I wanted to go watch like WrestleMania 13 just to see the Owen Hart.
See, again, you watch something you've seen a million times before.
Yeah.
To watch it again.
Yeah, so to watch
that's,
it promo.
That's more that's kind of the difference than what we would be searching for.
And buffers, just buffered the hell out of it. And couldn't get any of it.
SOS.
Hear me buffering. SOS. Hear me buffering. But, it definitely is a shitload of stuff on there. I did also watch the beginning of Canadian Stampede.
There is a shitload of stuff on there. There's also a lot of stuff missing. Like, if you want to go and watch, you know, Nitro from 1999.
Yeah, no Nitro yet. No no Superstars or Cavalcade yet.
Yeah.
Or what
a lot
they call
of
it, Challenge.
Look, the things that were on free TV, though, that you probably saw, it's the things that are pay-per-views that maybe you missed. That type of thing is available.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good shit on there.
There is.
And like I say, for someone like me and you, like, even right now, it's enough.
Yeah, $10 a month, I'll pay that. And
to watch all that stuff, because it is higher quality than YouTube.
And again, it's on demand.
It's the funny stuff.
And
it's the stuff also that we're in Canada, so, I mean, certain commercials or whatever that they used to run, we didn't get here.
When we were watching Raw, and they had the Vic Venom commercial.
For Raw magazine.
Vince Russo.
Greatest thing all time, all your life?
Oh, I told you that was worth the $9.99 for this month.
Just
seeing
unbelievable.
That.
Unbelievable.
Just send me the money. I was like, wow.
Don't send a check, just send cash.
Yeah, send the cash. And it was like, Jesus, that is his. Yes, because cash is short-term thinking, much like Vince Russo's booking.
And he creates controversy, so.
That was Eric Bischoff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Different jackass. But yeah, I mean, I watched that Pat Summerall special.
It did look like an NWO turtle.
It did, actually. Yeah, black and white.
That
was the thing.
Yeah.
What else did I watch? I'm trying to think. They had the other stuff. They had their countdown show. I started to watch that. It was the top 10 catchphrases. And this is one of the shows that they promoted during that press conference that they did when they unveiled the network. And I didn't finish it. Because it was boring me.
Well, and again, you can watch something like you've already seen top 50 finishing moves and top 50 superstars, the top 50 most controversial moments and all that stuff that's on Netflix, actually, you know, in a better format.
Yeah, by the way, my Netflix is fucked up now.
Because you've added this? It fucked up your Netflix?
Well, what I had to do to get this.
Oh, well, but you were, because you had Canadian Netflix.
Yeah.
You weren't on the American.
Yeah.
So, theoretically, shouldn't you be able to get the American Netflix now?
It won't play.
I wouldn't make that trade.
Hmm? I may trade.
As much as I would love that, I would not trade Netflix for this.
Yeah, I haven't decided yet, so.
Well, so you've made a 6-month commitment, motherfucker.
That's true.
I think you decided.
Well.
Or they decided for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But yeah, that's the network. There's some stuff on there to watch. There's some stuff you've already seen, but you might want to go back and watch.
You will.
I was not enamored, shall we say, with the...
First thing you text me, I'm currently watching the Mega Powers Explode.
Yes.
I'm like, yes. Because you haven't watched this last week before you had the
network. It has been at least 10 days since I've seen the Mega Powers Explode.
Yes.
What's on the network right now? Superstars.
Hey, there you go.
I'm just trying to find...
like the new episode?
Yeah. And we'll go into their full schedule here, because this is what disappointed me. Okay, it was on right now with Superstars. Coming up next is NXT Arrival.
Again?
Yeah. Followed by Superstars.
Oh, my God. This is exactly what we're talking about.
Followed by WWE Main Event.
Okay.
Well, that's starting tomorrow, yeah, at midnight there. Then it's ECW Hardcore TV. Then Beyond the Ring, which I don't know which Beyond the Ring.
That should be the only one they have right now is Greatest Rival is Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
Which you have
so
the DVD of.
So there you go. So it's the Bret Hart one. Then it's ECW Hardcore TV. Then it's Countdown, Coolest Catchphrases. Then it's WrestleMania Rewind, the one that I said I watched with Pat Summerall. Then a Raw flashback. Then a Raw flashback. Then NXT Arrival. Then Superstars.
Wonderful.
Then Survivor Series 2012. Where Cena and The Rock team.
Yay!
Then the This Is NXT.
Oh, that special that they've already shown, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you got Raw Backstage Pass.
Oh, I think we get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then more stuff that's already on. So basically this is just running through everything that's already on the network. So they haven't added any new shows. Although at 12:30 p.m. Mountain Time, I don't know what day this is, March 1st, Saturday, there's a show called This Week in WWE.
So, that will be worth watching.
Description. WWE Chairman Vince McMahon welcomes the WWE Universe to WWE Network.
Wow.
Oh, it's on again later. Then Beyond the Ring.
I get it.
Then This Week in WWE.
I get it. No, it's...
Okay, Beyond the Ring, though, is now... About Stone Cold, this one.
Oh, okay.
So they do have a new one. And then WrestleMania Rewind is the same one.
So this is kind of what we're getting at here, is that if you want to go in and you're going to search, you want to watch something from 1997, a pay-per-view like Canadian Stampede, this is great. If you think that this new programming is going to be worth it,
Well, the thing is, I'm looking at... here's WrestleMania Rewind again, and if I go to Times, you will be reminded before the event. But no, I don't want to be reminded. Which time? Every time? Jesus, fuck.
Yeah.
This is the thing. I'm on March 3rd here, okay? And, there's barely anything new. You know what I mean? This is really about... here's a new one. For the WrestleMania Rewind is Hogan Andre.
Okay,
so they do have some new ones lined up, and a new countdown that is the most 10 most awesome entrances. So
the producer just shut the door on us to the studio here, to the slamming encrusted studio of House Addy.
And there is going to be some new WCCW coming out.
So because they put one episode up.
Well, but I'm looking here. This is a different episode. So
wow, they got two episodes up. No, I mean, it's
slow.
It's slow. Look, again, I understand you wanting to roll stuff out slowly, not wanting to debut everything.
Right.
But
you got to roll it out with a bang and then add stuff, right?
That's the thing. You don't roll out one episode from 1982 of World Class Championship Wrestling and then roll out another one a week later. Like, you got to roll out like the 20 episodes and then roll out, you know, 2 to 3 a week after that.
The problem is that their bang is the pay-per-views.
Yeah.
And then they're starting to roll stuff out. So, and I mean, looking at their programming lineup, I mean, I'm all for 8 hours. Like, the thing is like, I'll use in Canada with Much Music.
Yeah.
Right? They run on an 8-hour loop, or at least they used to back in the day. They used to run three.
People used to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit. 3 8-hour loops. And that was fine. It was the same stuff at, like, 11 a.m. that was on at 11 p.m., let's say, that day, right? And it just, that way. And it's fine because for that 8 hours.
On 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That 8 hours overnight, though, nobody's watching.
Nobody's watching.
Fine. Like, at 3 a.m., nobody's watching. So it's fine. And that's what I thought, okay.
For us back in the day, it was actually an advantage. If I saw a video I really liked, I could tape it again at, later in the day.
And with the network, I thought, okay, maybe that's what they do, right? And they've certainly got enough shit that they could put on all this stuff. But what they're doing, like I said, is, I mean, they've sandwiched. It's like NXT Arrival, Superstars, NXT Arrival. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, the other thing is that we have an advantage here that it is a Netflix model. So you could sit there and watch the Mega Fires explode. If this was on a cable tier regular television right now, and you were subjected to their programming, and you were paying for it as part of an extra tier, you would watch everything in the first day that's going to be up for that week, essentially, and then be bored shitless. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, the fact that we can actually go and get what you want for those little pay-per-views is an advantage. Because if
true.
This had been their strategy, you could see why nobody wanted to pick it up.
And I'm not seeing... Exactly. I'm not saying that you need to have even 8 hours a day of original programming, but they have probably 10 hours for the whole week.
Yeah, that's it.
Right?
You got to have more than that.
Yeah, and you just have to have, you know...
Well, again, if you've been working on this thing for 3 years or whatever, I think 3 years...
Well, Pat Summerall is doing this thing.
Yeah, exactly. If you've been working on this thing for 3 years, how many original shows should you have? Like, if you have 4 or 5, shouldn't you have,
Where the fuck is Legends House?
Well, you know, that's probably okay, but seriously, why don't you have 14 hours of original programming every week to put up. And 2 hours a night, every night.
Yeah.
That you should be putting up because you've been working on this for so long. And you have that. You should have, why don't you have 14 shows that are 1 hour a piece? Like, you should have that many content.
Yeah.
That much content.
Yeah.
And it also, you talk about the buffering issues, and they blame Major League Baseball and their network
right.
and whatever. But again, it comes back down to, when you look at all of this, it's like, they launched this because they were desperate to get this out for this year, for WrestleMania 30. And even 3 months ago, 4 months ago, we were hearing that they still wanted to be on cable television and have their own channel and be like, you know, the NFL Network in a tier. So, I mean, this switch over to this Netflix model is very sudden. And so, really, this isn't what they set up their infrastructure for. This isn't what they had originally planned. This is probably always a backup.
Yeah.
But it's pretty obvious to me that this was like, okay, we're going to go to this instead, and we're not ready for it, but we have to launch right now. We don't want to miss this window.
But there,
and I can understand that.
I can too, but in that vein, if they were going to, if the plan was still, okay, we're going to launch a cable network, you know, then again, this presumably wouldn't have been the model. Let's put out 4 hours of TV.
No. You would have to think that they would sit there and show the pay-per-views and go through them by
well,
the
Well, there
year,
are on here. I mean, as I said, on here there is, like, is. But it's scary the amount of times that,
But they replay it.
Well, and what they replay.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, when we're talking, 2012.
Again, you talk about Much Music here, I mean, you would talk about the 8-hour loops, but at least it was fresh 8 hours every single day.
Yeah. Royal Rumble.
That was repeated 3 times over.
Tomorrow, the Royal Rumble we saw in Phoenix.
And NFL Network is like that. I mean, what I watch at NFL Network at 8 a.m. at work is what I'm watching at NFL Network at 10 a.m. at work.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because I get to watch NFL Network at work. I have a great job. And, but then it's different at 12 o'clock. And it's different, you know, I mean, yeah, you get your repeats, but
Yeah.
You know, it's...
Like, so far, Survivor Series in the next 3 days or 4 days, Survivor Series 2012 is on, like, four times.
Yeah.
Like, WrestleMania 25 is on...
If that was their plan, then that would have failed.
WrestleMania 25 is on back-to-back. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I realize there's no time shifting, but still, it's just... I, you know...
Like I say, it's pretty obvious that the shift to this model happened pretty quick, and they decided, okay, this isn't the model we wanted, and this is, we aren't ready to do this model, but we have to do this model
regardless. It's pretty clear
to
me.
And I can understand that. I mean, I've been told before, you know, I mean, one of the ways to be some people are successful in this world, they tend to, they don't, it's not ready, aim, fire, it's ready, fire, aim, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, otherwise you never get anything done. So, I get that.
I mean, and it also, it seems to me that the director of programming for the network is Brian Gewirtz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, could be. So. But, I mean, they have hired somebody new here today that she's in charge of their, you know, more of the marketing, I guess, that type of deal and for the network. And, you know, they've added, what, 700 new jobs or something like that?
something
insane, yeah.
Speaking of the network and the buffering, We Talk Wrestling going to have a new feed on iTunes.
Yeah, so, I mean, again, we are leaving Podomatic. We will be exclusive to the We Talk Wrestling website.
WeTalkWrestling.com.
WeTalkWrestling.com. And when the iTunes feed dies, within, you know, hopefully a couple of days, we should have a new one up. So one of the things, actually, to me that, again, we get back to the 400,000 people.
Tamina?
To me.
Oh.
To me.
Nah.
To me.
And Stumpy.
So one of the things that, to me, is if we're talking about 400,000 people, I would, you know, I mean, I'm not sure how many people it's going to add between now and WrestleMania. Because, I mean, those are the people that are the most hardcore. And when you talk about people overseas, when they actually launch there, you're not going to add to me another million because, tell you the truth, the people who really want it the most, like you, are going to be determined enough to get it right away. So, I mean, the amount of casual people getting this to me, I'm not sure it'll be quite the success that they're thinking it will be.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, we knew that going in, though, when you're talking about 2 million people and shit, you know. It's like,
there's a lot of people who felt they could get to 1 million people by WrestleMania. And it's certainly, like, I mean, the 400,000 was the big jump. Now it's like a slow, probably steady,
well,
1%, you know, 10% growth from there every day?
I mean,
every month?
@ADDIE, @WeTalkWrestling.com. I mean, we've already been hit with emails talking about NXT Arrival.
Yeah, yeah.
And the problems with live stream. I mean,
are the people getting? Oh, really?
Tons of problems with
the live stream. We got some emails on it already.
So, like,
oh shit.
So,
well, there you go.
And here we go.
And this isn't going to be nearly as watched as theoretically a WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
it's yeah.
If you're going to promote the hell out of something, and then you don't put it on well. Your ROH at a bigger scale, and we've seen how much bad will that created for ROH, the problems they were having with their pay-per-view streaming. I mean, so...
Yeah. Well, and this is apparently the Tyler Breeze, Xavier Woods match was...
So it's okay if you're going to lose something.
Yeah, that's the one. But, so it's just a bit of a kickback, and but I mean... This is their first live broadcast on it, right?
And again, when these things occur, that's understandable. But how is the service then? How quickly do you get a fix? If people are calling and looking for answers, how good is the service, you know, letting them know about stuff? And that's been one of the major complaints, you know, that the people who are working the service centers were unprepared, uneducated for the product, you know, where they were not expecting the volume of issues that they're having. And basically, we're losing their patience.
Yeah.
And on the customers who are calling for service. And so, again, you only get one chance to make a first impression.
Yes.
And how many people are going, okay, I'm getting the free week, even though you've actually paid for 6 months, you're charged right away, and it's difficult to even get your money back the way they set it up. But, yeah, how many people are going to go, fuck this?
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's just a bad experience. I'm done.
Yeah. Well, that's... Yes, who knows, right? I mean, if we've got 400,000 people that have signed up exactly in a week's time, how many do you have? And how many is WrestleMania?
How many are leaving?
And I mean, again, with the people there, like you said, the people, you know, that are, there aren't that many that have you know, it was like 1,500 people that did the ROH thing, but it's at the peak. But I mean, how many people now that they've got this?
But
I mean,
now they don't run them at all because people eventually got to the point eventually where people were so angry and the negative feedback and the view of the company was getting so bad, you know, that...
But with this now having these problems, it's... Like, this is what we talked about, too, is saying, let's give the chamber the first one on there, so you've got a test simulation.
But that's what this is, I said.
Sort
know,
of.
That's what this is, really.
But in a lesser scale, even.
Yeah.
And we're having
it does
problems.
Make you nervous for WrestleMania.
It does. It really does. This is going to be... WrestleMania, I mean, we knew WrestleMania was going to be a big story this year, not the in-ring, but the, you know, the...
Surrounding the network.
Yeah, the financials around it, and now it's the technical around it. I mean, it's interesting that enough people are having issues already to the point where it's like, I don't know about this.
How many of those people who were on the fence and said they wanted to see... what it was like first, hear this, and go, I'm not going to bother.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I really want to watch WrestleMania. I don't want to have any issues. I'm just going to watch it at home. I'll get my five buddies over, and we'll pay $12 a piece.
There's already people in the company saying, like, if you want to get this for Mania, you got to get this now.
Yeah.
Don't do it the day of, because you could be fucked.
Yeah.
And that's not a good sign.
That is not a good sign, no.
So, you know what, did you see, we didn't get, obviously, to watch NXT Arrival.
No.
One thing we did do was be able to, we were busy looking at changing our feed for We Talk Wrestling on iTunes.
It's going to be a new feed. This one will go. This one's going to only be up, this show will only be up for approximately about 24 hours.
Right.
And then be off the iTunes feed and off Podomatic completely.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to us either through Podomatic in any fashion, what you'll see is you'll notice that about the latest 25 shows are ready to go right now, and hopefully a few more will get up there. And then we'll be working on some of the transitioning some of the old shows over. Eventually, they all will be available. We have them all archived. It's just a matter of the work behind the scenes. What you're going to get is the opportunity to get our iTunes feed. What is it? iTunes feed shows 25 most recent shows.
I think so. Yeah.
And that's about right now what's ready to go. So the most recent shows will be ready to go on iTunes pretty quickly, so that feed should be up in 24 to 48 hours now. And that's another thing I'm going to say about...
Absolutely free.
Absolutely free. As always, absolutely free. And that's another thing, though, I'm going to say about the WWE Network. I mean, we know it exists.
We do.
We don't. But when Michael Cole and JBL and Jerry Lawler are sitting there on the computer fooling around with it, and I'm bored senseless watching the fuck around, not really know what's going on, they're trying to make it look like it's really cool, when actually you'll go here and they'll have one documentary. And, you know, and Jerry Lawler will say, can I watch it on my smart TV? And Michael Cole will give him a quick look and no sell it.
Yeah.
And all this different stuff, but...
I was watching with the producer and her mother.
Yeah.
And they just busted out laughing.
Yeah.
Can I watch this on my smart TV? And then he gave them a look and they just laughed. And mother-in-law went, I don't think we can.
No. That's the thing. And then again, I am looking at the way that they promote it. And much like the WWF app, I don't have the app, and I know that a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
But I get so pissed off when they show me how to go to the Google Play Store. Because nobody had ever fucking thought of doing that to get it.
Yeah.
You know, like, shit like that. And it's the same thing. Like it's show me the videos of what's on there. Those are really cool. That gets me excited. The hard sell and the you're really stupid and we're going to take your hand and lead you through this. And,
yeah.
And we're going to devote so much bullshit of our actual three-hour Raw programming to it.
Yeah.
Turns me off, and I'm not sure how many people are going to, just out of principle, go, fuck you guys, I'm not ordering this.
Yeah.
Because you're so heavy-handed in your promotion. By the way, did you tell people we're going to have a new iTunes feed?
So what you do is all you have to do is you have to unsubscribe to the old feed, and then you have to go to the iTunes store and on search wrestling, and we talk wrestling, and you'll get that there, and it'll have the subscribe now, and then you go and subscribe now, and then you'll be linked on to the new feed.
Yeah, you'll be able to resubscribe. You'll be able to subscribe also to the RSS feed on the website, as well as through email and get email alerts. Yeah.
But that WWF stuff, when they constantly
sell this hard.
Yeah.
You know, and I find
it's annoying.
It is.
It's annoying. Shit. Speaking of which, NXT Arrival. They had a lot of big matches. They had the Sami Zayn, Antonio Cesaro, apparently a hull of a match, as we figured it would be.
Yeah.
Great with Cesaro picking up the victory in that one.
Yeah, which is storyline wise didn't make sense. Sami Zayn should have got the revenge for loss before, but considering where Antonio is and how he's kind of breaking out right now,
yeah,
you shouldn't have him lose to a guy in NXT, even if that guy's awesome. And they're going to be a future star himself.
Well, future stars, they've got a... did you hear about who the Ascension defended the NXT Tag Team Champions against? A new up-and-coming team.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Too Cool.
Really?
Turn it up.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. They won.
Too Cool did?
Yeah. No. The Ascension.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
They did sign a new guy to WWE. I'm really, really excited about.
I heard he's a
really good prospect.
Yes.
And they've already given him a name. This is a very original name.
Bert Sawyer, I think, was his wrestling name before, but of course they don't keep the same names.
Yeah, so this is exciting. This is the type of name that, to me, has kind of all the intangibles. It's like one of those names you just hear, it's going to take off.
You know this guy. Yeah, they're going to get behind him. But the name? Antonio Langston. Gonna be a huge
Antonio Langston.
Gonna be a look out for him. Huge effing star. Mojo Rawley also beat CJ Parker.
Oh, thank God. I hate CJ Parker.
Yes. What else happened? Stephanie McMahon.
Stephanie McMahon was there? What'd she do?
Yeah. She got, You Still Got It chance.
What, gonorrhea?
Probably. And then Paige beat Emma.
Yeah, as she should.
Yeah. Then the feed froze for Xavier Woods and Tyler Breeze. The match never took place because Alexander Rusev beat the shit out of Breeze. And then
Rusev turned babyface.
Then he beat the shit out of Woods. Yeah.
Yeah, so he definitely turned babyface.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Batista.
Yeah. And then Shawn Michaels put the belt on the thing to go up the ladder.
Oh, and it's just symbolic?
Yeah. And Sean then mentioned, if you aren't sure about ladder matches, check out his Mr. WrestleMania DVD. He has two kids to put through college.
And if you don't want to check it out, wait about 3 months. It'll be on the network for free.
I have two kids to put through college. I was never told I had to feed and clothe them. Sean. Anyway, so then Adrian Neville wins the... Adrian Neville wins. Horowitz wins.
There you go. Adrian Neville, new champion, defeating Bo Dallas. And probably another very good match, I imagine.
Hey! It's Bo Dallas.
Yes.
But apparently they also had to turn away 200...
It's Bailey!
They had to turn away 200 people tonight at Full Sail University.
That's a good sign.
They had tickets.
Really?
Yes.
Because that's not a good sign.
Because normally, the reasoning here was, normally, 200 people no show. So they oversell by 200 tickets. Tonight, nobody no showed.
Well, no, because you fucking built it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's just stupidity.
It would be like selling a ticket for a seat, and then them having to go get the seat from the back and put it in the front row.
Like happened to us. That's
Triple A Canada.
Oh yeah. No, that's bad too. That's bad.
But this happened to us at AAA Canada.
Yeah.
Not with the World Wrestling Federation.
No. Entertainment.
It was not.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no.
Just call me Addy.
This is just continuing the comedy of errors.
Yes.
Right, so. Well, at least, like I say, at least they should have a hot crowd, because the last few weeks on NXT, the crowd has been death.
Absolute death.
Yeah. All right. So, is that all we want to cover about the network? Are we going to talk about some more predictions on it? Are we going to talk about some more issues on it? Or the finances on it? Or guesses on it? Or
predictions?
I'm sorry, can you repeat
that? Should we talk about Raw?
Because
we just watched Raw.
Yeah, well, from 1998.
Awesome.
No.
No, it was really shitty.
I sat there and I thought, man, 1998 was great Raw. And I'm like, no, 1998 had two sections in a two-hour show that were good. And actually, that's the thing. I mean,
yeah.
And the Raw from this last week, the wrestling, the level of actual quality wrestling in the ring.
Wrestling.
Was so much better than what we're getting on this Raw when we're getting Tom Brandy versus Marvelous Mark Merrill. And the DOA versus the
Nation of Domination.
Nation of Domination, NOD.
And the Quebecers against Terry Funk and Cactus Jack.
Like, this is shitty wrestling.
Yeah.
Like, awful. Awful wrestling.
But, it was awful.
It was awful.
Shawn Michaels cut a great promo.
You had the great Shawn Michaels. You had the promo with Hunter with the hot dogs and the barbecue and...
Yeah.
The cook.
And Hunter's promo about doing the barbecue was coincidentally all about what a big wiener he had.
He thinks that does protest too much.
Possibly compensating for something. Don't know what.
Yes.
Maybe a small penis. I don't know.
I do.
Yeah.
He has a tiny penis.
Yeah.
Mangina.
Mangina
H.
Mm, there you go. Speaking of which, is it now time for the Triple H nose joke of the week?
Okay, go ahead.
Week.
I think I used them all up last week. Wait, let me think of one.
So the answer is no. It is not time.
Oh. Wait. No, it's not time.
Okay. So.
Give me a minute. I'm going to look some up. I'll find one.
All right. Well, you're going to find one. Okay, so.
I'll find a Triple H nose joke of the week.
Week. But we got NXT Arrival. Great match, with Cesaro and Zayn. Raw, yeah, we saw great Shawn Michaels promo, great Austin and Taker deal, and that was the Raw. But the Raw we just saw had the return of Hulkamania. And this is the turning point in his career, brother. So maybe we have the Hulk Hogan bullshit of the week. Being back on Raw, the turning point of my career, brother.
That is a... What do you say to Triple H?
What?
I wish I were you. Gosh, to be able to smell your own ear.
Nice.
Oh, no, I got a good one here, actually. A good one. All right, what do you say to Triple H about his nose?
What?
When you stop to smell the flowers, are they afraid?
That,
folks, is the
Triple H nose joke of the week. We have a new feed on iTunes. Week.
Smooth.
I know, right? Raw.
Can't wait for that new wrestler. What was his name again?
Antonio Langston. Langston.
Antonio.
Tony.
Stumpy.
Just like Stumpy. Undertaker.
Alright, okay. Alright, what else we got? I got Raw.
Raw!
So Hulk Hogan came out, and Hulk Hogan, it was a really interesting promo. He came out and he said it was a bullshit of the week. He came out and he said, Dude, brother, network.
Yeah.
Thanks, folks. Have a good night. What you gonna do?
Brother.
Did I just do it word for word?
I think that's what it was. But, yeah.
Yeah, so Hulk Hogan returns. He's on the air for 6 minutes.
Yeah.
And I know you don't want to overexpose him to make him special for Mania, but holy shit, he came out, like, literally an awful promo. He got a little bit of goodwill because he's Hulk fucking Hogan, but he was terrible.
Yeah.
And then you cut to the piss break match. They gave us that 15 minutes into Raw.
Right.
Antonio, or Alberto Del Rio versus
Batista.
Oh,
fuck. Yeah, but hey.
Hmm?
Dave. Fucking hate those guys. Yeah, that was awful again. And then Orton cut a promo saying nobody gives a fuck about you.
And Batista said, I love this business.
Yeah.
So let's do the Dave Batista bullshit of the week.
Well, that could be the bullshit of the year. I love this business. Yeah. Speaking of the Night Raw in 1998, Triple H did say one thing.
What's that?
That nobody wants to ride Space Mountain.
That's true. Because it's old and it's broken down. And it dyes its hair.
Yeah, it's bleach blonde.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. WWE Network hotline agent said that Xbox 360 will be working as of 6 p.m. Eastern tonight.
Oh.
So who knows if that happened or not. I didn't hear, so.
Yeah, great. Great.
Thanks. But then what happened?
So they came out, and you'd like to say they...
Whatever.
SmackDown that's going to air tomorrow night, he takes on... basically he tells the audience, you can go fuck yourself, deal with it. One of the things you could see was, he comes out there and the crowd is booing him.
Bootie.
And he's doing... Yeah, booties. And you could see him doing this little... like mocking them, like a mock cry thing. And I was like, okay, he's turning heel.
Yeah.
Like, that's,
Yeah.
So the question is, then we got him versus...
Well, and the announcers. You can always tell how the WWE is going now by the announcers. And the announcers... Jerry Lawler referenced the Bautista sign.
Like, right away, yeah.
And nothing gets done by accident on the commentary, right? So it's that's where
we can get the network on my smart TV, right? Nothing gets done.
Well, I shouldn't say that was awesome.
Can get the network on my smart TV, right?
Oh, fuck. No, you have a smart TV?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you get the network?
Let me check.
Okay.
I'll come back and tell you next week.
Tell your smart TV it's American.
I already do, so I can watch my Netflix.
See, there you go.
There you go.
You should be able to get it.
What was the thing? Oh, yeah, no, so the question is, are we going to have two heels wrestling for the title of Mania? Is Orton going to turn babyface?
No.
Because certainly the crowd is more willing to accept him as a babyface than Batista. Because at least he never left. Somehow when RVD leaves, there's a certain feeling like, you left because you're getting fucked for years by these guys. But you never really hated the industry. Whereas Batista, it's like, you left because you didn't really give a fuck about us anyway.
Yeah.
And now you're back for the payday. And so that's the difference between him and, say, Chris Jericho.
Right.
Right? And that's why the crowd, and Orton at least has that, you never left us, you're here, you work 300 days a year on the road, if you have a WrestleMania spot, I may be bored with you, but at least you've earned it. This guy just showed up.
Yeah.
And so they could turn Orton, I don't think that's where they're going, they could do double heel, or they could add a third party, Sheamus, Daniel Bryan, if he beat.
Flair?
No.
The Evolution explodes?
No.
Oh. Hunter?
Hunter or Evolution Explodes? Hunter?
No, Hunter's
going
to
fight. What do you say if
Hunter's going to fight?
What do you say if Hunter explodes? Look out, folks! Take cover! He's gonna blow!
Yeah. I was gonna say Gesundheit.
Yeah, I get it.
Maybe you could put Maven in the match?
Because his nose is big, but it's tiny little penis.
Oh, no, wait, sorry. Hunter's gonna fight Brian.
So he's, because it's Daniel a big Bryan. Fucking nose.
Yeah.
And to make up for having such a huge nose, his cock, mm-hmm. not big.
I see. The Triple H cock joke. Of the week.
We have a new feed on iTunes. Week. But, hey, did you guys hear about our new feed on iTunes?
What you gotta do, see? You gotta go to the iTunes store. Resubscribe as of, let's say, March 4th.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
But what I gotta, what I'm thinking is, like, the Hunter's gonna fight Daniel Bryan, so who do you put in with them? Like, Stephanie.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah. Well, I mean, of course, you could do a stipulation like Daniel Bryan beats Triple H.
Hunter and he gets in. And I like that.
That'd be great. Or you could see the guy that's looking at me right there on the wall that's got that autographed picture of CM Punk, if he's back on Raw on Monday. He could be put into that match, and he's the babyface.
I thought you were going to say Alberto Del Rio.
You know what? He got the win over Batista.
Oh, yeah.
That's huge deal, yeah, mm-hmm. You know.
That's huge. Yeah, CM Punk, I mean, Raw is in Chicago this Monday.
Yeah.
So,
okay, because you have a lot of guys like Alberto Del Rio. I mean, it's one thing to not have Kofi Kingston, in there. Like, well, again, for the second year in a row, he won't be, it looks like he won't have a WrestleMania match. But that's okay, he'll be busy doing what?
Buffering. S.O.S. You see him buffering. Every day he's buffering.
Nobody knows.
But no, I think
the
that
buffering I do.
I would look at it. I mean, who knows? The WrestleMania, they look at you look at and see the card being so. But
seriously, he's got a tiny penis because he got a big fucking
mouth. Hunter. Yeah, well, that's not why. But you got a lot of big matches. You're going to have Undertaker, Lesnar.
Steroids, is that why?
That's probably part of it. Yeah, I mean, if you don't have a lot to begin with, and then you take a lot of steroids, like, man.
I was thinking of taking some steroids, but don't worry, it won't affect me.
It's true. Then we'll call it a Mongina.
Mangina H.
Mogina.
Where the fuck were we going again?
Down the toilet. But we've got Undertaker Lesnar that got set up on a Monday.
Yeah.
With the stare down, everybody was expecting. Okay, we've got that.
Yeah.
Decent enough Undertaker segment yet again.
Yeah.
We've got.
Oh, that's how you do it. I mean, that was how you do it. From a perspective of giving us a great moment. From a perspective of building a match, that was not very good.
No, but it's the beginnings of a match. This is the match, now they can start to build. And next week
but that's it. You've already had the physicality, and the heel already got laid out majorly. He showed that he was afraid of the baby face.
I don't think that he showed he was afraid of him.
Oh, yeah, he did.
When?
When he looks at him and goes, gulp?
When did he do that?
Like, fucking when he's walking to the ring. He's like, gulp, and then he's like, he's in the ring, he's kind of like, I'm... And then he's like, oh, sign it. Even then, he was doing kind of a... And Paul Heyman, I could understand him being the heel and being like... Oh,
the chicken shit.
But Brock was like... It was bluster. His character was blustering. You didn't really want to face him.
Yeah.
You know, it was...
But I think you got to have Brock pound Undertaker at least once.
Well, yeah. But again, even better yet, don't have them fucking touch. Like I say, have them...
You have to have them touch now, though. If he did that,
well,
now
you have to.
Yeah.
And this is why I'm saying it's not a great job of building the match. What made me want to see Triple H versus Undertaker? They came out, stared at each other, and never fucking touched.
Yeah. You know who's in favor of having them touch? Mel Phillips. But you've got this Undertaker Brock.
Okay, a little old for him.
Hmm?
isn't Undertaker a little old for everybody?
That's true. Although, that was a great, when the hood come off,
yeah.
I think by accident.
Yeah.
And he had to play it. Like, he's a walker.
True.
Which is pretty cool. He's a guy. I said he can do that, and it works for him.
Yeah.
Right? But you've got that match. You've got the shitty world title second from the top match, and then we give the fuck
third,
about.
Maybe third from the top.
You have Daniel Bryan and Hunter. As I said, we talked about, you know, possibly if Bryan can win, get interjected into that title picture, or, again, talk about CM Punk.
Looking something. Very much like, I mean, sure, Sheamus beat Christian in a good match. But fuck, I have to say, Monday night, the worst part of this show, was, like, this would have been a good show if this was a two-hour show.
Yeah.
The fact that it was 3 hours made it too long and made you wait for segments. So the crowd is shitty on things like the Sheamus and Christian match because it's going on a really long time.
Yeah.
They're into it by the end because it's such a good match. But they're shitty on it at the beginning because it's going on a long time, and that's because they're filling 3 hours.
Yeah.
And again, if this is a two-hour show, a little bit faster paced, everything's great. Same thing with the Bray Wyatt and Roman Reigns.
Oh, yeah.
The crowd's shitty on that. But that's because you're 2.5 hours in,
yeah.
And they know Brock Lesnar's there, they know Undertaker's there, and they don't get them until this fucking match is over. And again, 3 hours is just killing the flow of the show.
So what you're saying is that 3 hours is too damn long.
You know, I've heard that.
I have, too.
Yeah, but it really is. And
yeah.
And now they're having the main event on Monday again. It's the Shield versus the Wyatt. The sixth man, again, a rematch. And again, that's a mistake. Because what made that work was the fact you kept them apart. Even if you're going to split up the Shield, if you in some way want to have these characters interact again in the future, you got to make sure that you don't burn it out.
Yeah.
You did a good job for once not burning it out on TV by having all the characters, like, of singles matches and everything.
Yeah.
But you still, these are potential matches people will continue to have interest in for a long time. You start burning them out. You're like, oh, we gave it up on pay-per-view, people paid for it. And trust me, whoever paid for Elimination Chamber, that was the match they were paying for.
Yeah.
But now you're just burning it out. You're just constant to the point where if ever 2 years from now Bray Wyatt goes against Roman Reigns again, I'm going to go, I fucking saw it 4 billion times already. Like, you got to fucking learn.
I don't know about, you know, if it's a while away and they do it, who cares?
Evidence to me says, like, I'm looking at, okay, Sheamus versus Christian again?
Yeah, I think it's
WrestleMania.
I think so, yeah.
And I'm like, you know, again, like, it's a good match, and they're, I like both guys, you know, I especially like Christian as a worker. Sheamus as a worker, his personality is not being as grating since he came back.
Well, he hasn't really cut a lot of promos.
No,
couple,
exactly.
But.
So, I mean, you know, normally I'd be into that, but now it's like, fuck, again? Like,
yeah.
I've seen it twice now in the last 3 weeks or something like that. You know, or I don't think there's anybody you could put Alberto Del Rio against.
No.
Like, I don't think there's anybody I haven't seen him wrestle a million times that's at the top of the card.
Sin Cara?
Langston.
Oh, Langston. Who do you put Langston against?
I don't know.
I mean, could you put a triple threat? Again, there's so many fucking triple threat possibilities again, and that seems like too many. I mean, because
could you see Langston versus Big E? Believe it or not,
Langston versus Big E.
I saw that 5 times in a 2 week period at one point.
You saw Langston go up against Big E times.
Big E versus ADR, Alberto Del Rio.
Oh fuck that! I don't want Alberto Del Rio, but I mean, you're gonna have Cesaro and Big E.
That's the thing. You got looking like a Mania match now. You got the Shield splitting up, and then you got the Real American splitting up, and there's nothing the angle that you do that most pisses me off of the tag team is you hit the move for your finisher, you're about to get the pin, and the other guy suddenly tags you, gets in there, hits his finisher, and gets the pin, and gets all the credit. Because I don't know how many billions of times I've seen it.
Yeah.
And they do it again.
Well, no, they didn't do it either time. Well, they do it on SmackDown.
They do it on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Cesaro tags himself in after Spiker has the win.
Yeah. But the other one
is the neutralizer and Henry.
On Raw.
On Henry, not on Langston. It's the neutralizer and Henry, which I'm sure is a great visual, but fuck, Henry gets no respect because you look back at the pay-per-view numbers, and you look back at the TV numbers, he's moved numbers, and pay-per-view and television rating,
mm-hmm.
no respect.
No, no, that's right. But what has he done for the network? But I look at it, you had, you had Cesaro, Giant Swinging Langston, and then, Swagger jumps in and throws the ankle lock for the DQ.
Yeah.
Then an hour and a half later, or an hour later, you had, the break it down with the Shield and the Wyatts and Dean Ambrose jumping in and causing his partner to get DQ'd. So,
yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, two angles in one show.
Two angles in one show.
Can you imagine?
No.
We were watching in 98 there. They had Undertaker's music played, and it was Paul Bearer. And then an hour later, the Undertaker's music played, and it was Shawn Michaels.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
After the Shawn Michaels as the Undertaker. Shawn Michaels as the Undertaker was lowered to the from the ceiling in superhero-like fashion.
True. Oh, my God.
But, I look at, you've got three-way plus, because, you got to get the Intercontinental title, you would think, on this fucking show, don't you?
And you could do a Big E defending against both members of the Real American.
Right? But again, that's a three-way, but if you're going to have the Mega Shield explode in a three-way,
if you
the
are,
US
yeah.
title, then, you don't do, I wouldn't personally
Langston
do.
Langston versus Henry? ADR, like I say, is out there looking for a match. Sheamus right now is out there looking for a match. Though I like to say, he and Christian do look like they're
good. I would go Christian. If anything, you could throw again, but it's too many fucking three ways. Like that's
or four ways, or same thing in the tanking division right now. You have Usos versus.
I'm okay with
the New
tag.
Age Outlaws, but it looks to me like they're still going to add another.
I'm okay with the
there.
Tag team
Rhodes
scramble.
Brothers. Yeah, but it's the same thing. And again, you got to fill 4 hours, and you want to get everybody a paycheck, ideally. It's your last one, folks, before you go to the network, and you get paid nothing.
Is it the last? It's not the last one.
It's the last one people will pay for.
What do you mean?
WrestleMania?
Yeah. Who's paying for it? Nobody. People get the network.
No, it does. And again, if you're doing 500,000 people, you're still
right now. But the people that okay, here's the deal though. They're what they're talking about, what they're thinking, and what they're feeling is that you are more likely to sign up for the WWE Network under A, the false pretense that it's $9.99. Or B, even though it's not, to do the to get the network rather than the pay per view on the day.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to predict right now 700,000 buys worldwide for WrestleMania.
Purchases
minimum
worldwide.
Purchases.
I'm going to
700. Maybe as many as 800. Like I don't think the network is going to take. I'd say they would do 1.1. They'll do 800, 750, 700 in that range. Network's going to take away 300,000-400,000.
I would
not
say
gonna take more than that.
600 worldwide.
Okay. So after this, the next pay per view will do 40.
Yeah.
60, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
this
you mean with the network?
Yeah.
I would just mean like overall anyway.
Actually, that's one of the things we see when we look back on the pay per views. The baseline for WWE right now is about 60,000 in the domestic in the U.S. and about 30,000 international for about 90,000. And then whatever's added on top of that is interest in the character or the angle.
Yeah.
So that means you're getting like 110,000 because the character and the angle for Battleground only adds 20,000, whereas the character and the angle for, what was it, the Henry was against Cena added like 60,000.
Yeah, that was,
you know.
Which one? That one? Over the Limit or something?
Something
or
like that, yeah.
Some fucked up.
Something like that. The point being, though, that your baseline is about 90,000. Right now you could put Two Dogs Humping in the middle of the ring as the main event for a WWE pay-per-view. You get about 90,000 dollars.
Isn't that the main event? Isn't that the title match of WrestleMania?
I'd rather watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's, I hate to overshadow Monday Night Raw because I said it, but you had, it's funny, you had Hulk Hogan come back and you had
Lesnar
and Taker, but it's network, and Hogan really didn't do anything.
No, he didn't do anything.
He's giving the guys host of Mania 30. It's great to see
Wade
him back.
Wade Barrett shows up 400 times ruining the pay-per-view, just ruining the flow, never once on Raw.
Well, his thing is busted.
Yeah. But I am just waiting, though, to, like, you got to start setting up these matches. I want to know what the matches are. I don't want you still putting the matches together on TV 2 weeks out.
Yeah, I know.
You know, like, I want to know what the matches are for WrestleMania now so you can start building the hype.
And we have two so far.
Yeah.
We have three.
Three. Well, three, we have three, so yeah. But back to the network, we talk about the success and how much important it is. And
we have?
We talked about, well, how important it is. We,
oh,
like I had mentioned last show that this is probably the third biggest behind WCW folding and being bought by WWE and WrestleMania. And it is huge, don't get me wrong. But
thank you.
You know who you remind me of? Triple H.
Langston. Bird.
Talk about the network. In many ways, it's looking like the network is not as important as these TV deals that are coming due. Because the network, if the TV deals are good enough, the network can fail, they'll still be a profitable company.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If the TV deals that are coming up don't get the revenue increase that they need, this looks like a company that's going to lose money. Based on where the network, they need the network then to take off and do that one point. Because we're looking at about 1 million, 1.2 million, I think, is what they need domestically for it to be a break even, and about 1.7 by the time they kick off internationally.
Right.
To break even for the network.
Yeah, it sounds like they'll get that 500,000 internationally.
I don't know about that. I mean, I know we're talking about how they already have 120, but those are the people that want it the most. Like, they're not going to add those real hardcore, gotta kill or gotta have it guys like you.
No.
Because you already got it.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think they'll add another, whatever it's going to be. They have, what did we say? They had 120,000, so they need, yeah, another 380. I think they could add that worldwide.
I don't know. If you look at the numbers being about 60,000 domestic for pay-per-view buys and about 30,000 for international buys. And, of course, that's skewed because UK is, like, their number two market and some pay-per-views are free, some aren't on Sky Sports. But still, you're looking at about twice of that. I mean, if you're talking about adding another – if you're talking about 500,000 internationals, that means that you have to be at 1 million domestic. And right now, I'm not sure you're going to get to that.
Well, that's true, too.
So, if you know, based on that. But the point being, though, that – the network becomes really only desperate if they don't get the TV deals. And there's so much evidence pointing towards them getting what they want out of these upcoming deals. And then there's so much evidence pointing to them to not getting what they want anywhere close.
Like, yeah.
Like, it's so hard. It's more important, and it's April we're going to find out, and it's so hard to guess. Like, you have no way of knowing.
It's supply and demand right now, and we don't know what the demand is.
Like, the ratings say you have this much demand. The amount of people that are showing interest say you don't. Like,
well,
you have much lower demand.
But the thing is, and the reason that you don't is because, yes, there's ratings, but no, there's no ad money.
There's no ad
money. Like, I mean, what network, it just is going to boil down to which network likes Super Soakers the most.
Well, that's the thing is, if they can only sell the ad spots for X amount,
mm-hmm.
then is it worth it paying it three times more than it's worth right now? If your ad revenue then theoretically needs to go up by three times as well, and it's
exactly.
not going to.
No, exactly.
And so there's equal amounts of evidence saying both ways, and I have no idea. Like, what's your gut feeling? I really have no gut feeling. What's your gut feeling on what they're going to do, get out of this?
It depends. Again, I don't know. My gut feeling is that, yeah, they're not going to get anywhere near what they're saying. What are they talking about, doubling or tripling? What were they at now?
They're hoping for triple.
Triple, okay. And they get paid $105 million or something like that right now. So they're looking at, like, $315 million, right? Make it an even 316.
They're actually hoping, I think, for 400,000 based on NASCAR getting 800.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, again, NASCAR has higher ad rates.
Yeah.
So,
but lower ratings. But more valuable, a more valuable demographic, more valuable, like you say, ad rates, all this shit.
But the thing is with it is that...
And they compare themselves always. They say, oh, we're ahead of Walking Dead. Well, that's not true. You have more total viewers because you're showing more time over the course of the year. And you have more hours you're filling. And the same thing, like, the best thing for their ratings, or at least for the ad revenue and their total viewers, was the addition of the Total Divas, because they added in, like...
But money versus...
Replay after replay.
What do they want? Money? And then here's the thing, is that they might be able to get what they want... But they're gonna have to go to like Fox Sports,
and even then I don't know, like it's the toughest thing to know, and it's more important for the success of this company, the financial, because this company's business is not good.
No,
you look at the companies, I mean you look at this a company that had what 200 million cash on hand, and now they're down to 115.
Yeah,
and who had no debt, who's now up to $80 million in debt.
Well, we talked about that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this is not, and that's not all the network. Like, it's a lot of little things. Like, just the profits are just continuing. The business, it's a slow erosion, but it's just slowly always going down.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're asking for, yes, okay, you're hoping for competition. Yes, your Raw's still a hit, still a top 10, sometimes top 5 show. And still can win Monday nights on cable, and you're hoping the competition and the fact that you're sports and live TV and all this stuff will help you. End of the day, you have less people watching Raw than has in the last 15 years. And you're asking for more money at the same time that you have less people watching than any time in the last 15 years.
Yeah, but at the same, I mean, when you're talking about money that's coming in, right? I mean, they're spending a lot of money on, they built a performance center, they built they're doing this network.
They spent a lot of money on their plane, $30 million.
$30 million on their plane, but I mean, they grossed in $508 million, $508 million.
A lot of that Total Divas.
Well, but that's the second highest amount other than 2008
that
they've ever brought in,
yeah.
Right? So we talk about, like, this isn't a company that's good, this isn't a company that... is, you know, in any... If they could bring in $508 million with what they got right now...
But what's that if, with inflation? What is that compared to what it was, say, in 2008 or anything like that, too?
What do you mean, what is that with inflation? But it's the second highest after.
I know, but I'm saying in 2008, what would that... Like, what would it be by 2008 standards? It wouldn't be...
We knock off 6%, or rather, you knock off, say, 4%. Big average 3.5%, so 2 years. What are we looking at? Yeah,
it's a significant amount.
Well, I mean, when you're looking at $508 million,
yeah,
that's a significant amount. But
yeah, exactly.
But still, the fact remains that it's more than last year.
Yes.
You know, by more than the 4% inflation.
A lot of that's actually because they when they go overseas, they're able to draw slightly higher crowds, and they're at a much higher tipping rate.
Sure.
And a lot of that is because they went to Abu Dhabi, what's it called? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, and Qatar and stuff
like
that.
Yeah,
because they've never gone there, and they go to China now, and they haven't really gone to China that much, and they'll go somewhere. There's always some place they haven't been in a long time, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not always some place they haven't been in a long time where you'll be able to get away with charging those ticket prices.
Yeah, there'll always be something there. I mean, there will be. If you wait long enough to go somewhere and you pick it around, I mean, $500 million, the one thing is, I mean, they may not do $500 million again, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying that this is a situation where the money is coming in.
Well, you look at pay-per-view guys already down, before the radio network, right? You look at that, house show attendance down. You look at sale of DVDs down. You know, you look at sale of merchandise down. You look at revenue from the website, that's up. Okay.
Well, yeah, but...
But a lot of these revenue sources are just down slightly. It's adding together.
Yeah, but it's not. I mean, it's not like this is a company on the brink.
No, it's not a company on the brink.
And this
but
is not going to be a company on the brink for a long time.
I don't know. We'll see what they get from these network deals. They are counting. Like, a lot of this, again, their stock price went up. And now it's already gone down again because...
A little bit.
You know, because the network has launched. But, again, they got to get... I have no idea what they're going to get out of these deals. And, you know, a lot of these television shows that they were earning income from, like Main Event, looking like it's going to be gone. Superstars already has been gone. Saturday Night Morning Slam, gone. Total Divas, how long a shelf life does that have? Not too long, I don't think.
Well, it's a fad it's a fad shelf life, but so was NXT, and so was ECW.
As much as you can make fun, in many ways you can make fun of Main Event, the fact is, at the end of the day, Ion's paying them money, and that's significant, that's going on.
I gotta tell you, someone's gonna pay them money for another 1 hour show.
Perhaps.
Yeah. That's it. It's just a matter of, I don't think that there's too much in the way of, they'll just find another piece of crap show to throw on some other network. At some point, WGN will get another 1 hour show, you know what I mean, for whatever,
perhaps.
You know, I mean, there's tons of options, right?
I don't know.
And let's just say they don't. It's not like this is, that's going to break them.
It's just, it's a little less all the time. And again,
yeah, a little less all the time.
They need X amount. They need 2.5 times what they're getting right now. If they get 2.5, 3 times what they're getting right now, then they don't have to worry about the network being successful.
Right.
It all does come down to, this is the biggest thing right now happening to them, is what are these TV deals going to have internally? To everybody watching, or everybody, you know, listening to a show like this, they're thinking network. But internally, the biggest thing is actually these television deals. Network is number 2.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think $175 million if I had to guess right now.
Yeah.
That's
about right.
And
so it'd be an increase, but not...
Yeah,
it'd
be an increase, and I think that life would go on.
Yeah. They've cut a lot of expenses,
for a long time.
They've cut a lot of expenses in the past, too.
Well, look at what they've got on hand, and all the people that, you know, like JTG is still employed.
I know. Well, they actually added, they paid out $2.2 million more in salaries to performers this year, and a lot of that is for... talent to add it for NXT.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they have a ton of people there, like people you don't see on NXT.
Oh, tons.
People in developmental, you know? So, yeah, it's all... It's just a very interesting time to analyze the business in more ways than...
One of the ways that we're going to be able to do that going forward, like in March, is on our new iTunes feed.
That's true. On our new iTunes... I don't know if people have heard about this or not.
Have you... Well,
have we talked about this?
I don't think so. Is it, if you go to the, March, say March 4th, is,
well, we'll be exclusive. Coming then, we'll be exclusive to the WeTalkWrestling.com network.
Yes.
WeTalk Wrestling will no longer be on the Podomatic network.
We should get an app.
We could look into it.
Yeah.
And because of that, for a little while, we won't be on Stitcher either. But eventually, what you'll see is WeTalk Wrestling, your one and only source of WeTalkWrestling.com is the one only source of WeTalk Wrestling.
Yes.
And WeTalk Wrestling affiliated acts. Like
WeTalk Podcasts.
Like WeTalk Podcasts, yeah.
Fuckers riding our coattails.
Yeah, I hate those fuckers.
I know.
Fucking guys.
I mean, look at them. They're so old.
And fat.
Fat. Langston. What do you think is going to happen in Chicago on Monday?
Pain.
Prediction. You think Punk's back?
My gut says no.
My gut's saying no as well now.
Yeah.
And
I can't wait to watch the show because I can't wait to watch the crowd. Because the crowd's going to be chanting for him all night. And if they don't get him, it's going to be interesting.
And, I mean... You don't have anything. I mean, Brock is supposed to respond to The Undertaker.
Yeah.
No Hogan. No Taker. I mean, Daniel Bryan will get a great reaction.
Yeah.
And everyone else will get shit on.
How funny would it be if Daniel Bryan got booed out of the building because he's not CM Punk, though?
He won't.
Would fuck everything. I know he won't.
But that would.
That would be amazing, though. It would be legit, you know... Yeah.
Do we have an over-under on how many times Jerry Lawler calls it Bizarro Land?
Oh, I don't know. I just know it can't possibly be as bad as the announcing was. Like, this last... it was bad on the pay-per-view, but this Raw on Monday... Like, there's no purpose. When Christian's sitting there having a really good match with Sheamus, you're putting him over. Halfway through the match, all of a sudden, you just start insulting him.
Yeah.
Talking about how skinny he is. And there's no
purpose.
What did
they say he looked like? The guy, sand kicked in his face or something?
In some
ad.
Tony Atlas or Joe Weider ad or some bullshit. doesn't matter, you know. Like, and it wasn't just that. It was, you know, what's the Big E stand for no reason, going off for 5 minutes, and then saying it stands for Etom or something like that, and then they're joking that it means it stands for Igor.
The guy from Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh, Igor. Like, yeah. They're just fighting with each other, they're bickering, and it wasn't the type of fighting like where we'd have between Gorilla and Bobby, where, you know, they really loved
useful,
each other, but
yeah.
It was useful, and it was in character and pushing the product. It was just fighting and bickering for no fucking reason. It was
bad.
Awful. Like, it was the worst announcing I could ever imagine.
Yeah.
It made me long for Kevin Kelly.
Who?
Nails.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The Boss Man.
Yeah. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Hermie. Announcing.
Yeah. But Chicago, yeah, the crowd will be very...
It'll be interesting, because they will be... If they don't get CM Punk, then it'll be interesting to see how the crowd reacts and how WWE handles it.
Yes.
And if they bring up Batista, which they will, and I know he's supposed to be viewed as a heel now, but fuck you. I don't think they can even imagine the hatred that he's going to get.
Well, then you got... And how do you get it... Like, how do you get Punk in? Then I mean... I don't...
It's easy enough.
But do they... Do you do it on Monday then?
What do you mean? Set him up to be in the match?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you announce it Monday? You have to.
If he comes back, he comes... Like Randy Orton comes back, talks him up to Batista, issues an open challenge, comes out, CM Punk, or pins him out of the audience, pins him in 5 minutes, and gets added to the match.
Yeah.
You know, like, something like that.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
But, because, yeah, it's the only time to do it, really.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just... And then does that match close the show?
It shouldn't be the Shield versus the Wyatts at this point, so yeah, I would think so.
Oh, I mean Mania.
Oh, Mania.
Is that three-way close Mania? And does CM Punk ride off on the sunset after being in the main event of WrestleMania?
I don't... care about whether or not he's in the main event. I think you have to judge it on crowd reaction. Right now, to me, the idea that anything other than Taker and Lesnar is the main event seems insane. But again, you have to judge it on crowd reaction the next month leading into WrestleMania. Because you can change it at any point.
Has it only been was Taker and Shawn is the only one that's closed the show?
I don't know about that.
No. Bam Bam and LT closed the show.
Bam Bam and LT, yeah. Hogan and Sid.
Yeah, that's right. Hogan and Sid closed the show.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, the precedent's been set. It doesn't have to be.
It hasn't been done very often. Not
it hasn't been done
lot.
Very often, no.
And no. Certainly, I mean, when we talk about the, yeah, I mean.
And it makes sense over the last few years. I mean, well, Cena and The Rock the first time wasn't for a title.
No, that's right. Who had a title then? Oh, was that Jericho and Punk?
That was Jericho and Punk, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, I mean, you could definitely do it.
Yeah, oh, absolutely you could. And that's, yeah.
Hell, I could see Triple H and Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan closing the show. Yeah.
I could see that too, you know? So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I think you have
Which
to judge
it. About Cena and Bray Wyatt, and we're talking about matches that have been...
Not again officially announced, but pretty damn
No, but
close.
Neither is Brian.
And it's funny because, I mean, I'm watching the Raw, and I'm watching Cena going, oh, this is a good work. It's a work. It's a work. It's a work. And I'm looking on Twitter. Everybody believes it's real. I'm reading the write-up, and the guy who does the Raw report on Raw thinking it's real. I'm like, no, guys, it's a work.
Yeah.
It's John Cena.
It's John fucking Cena.
Yeah.
I mean... The thing is, his real injuries heal faster than his worked ones.
Yeah. Well, actually, that's not true. I've seen him have unbelievable worked injuries. Come back next Monday, fine. You know, get hurt. I've seen him be hurt. I've seen him be hurt on a pay-per-view, go through like one of those spotlights or something like that. Fine on Monday. So that's, you know. Yeah, Superman.
That's true.
He doesn't sell for long.
But you've got Cena, Bray, you've got Taker, Lesnar, you've got Bryan and Hunter, and you've got Batista and Orton at this point. Those four matches.
And Christian and Sheamus.
Well, I'm looking even at those four matches. That's a card I can get behind.
Sure.
You know, you're gonna have the Mega
Shield. WrestleMania. I have no doubt that I don't mind these matches.
But I'm sold. I mean, I'm sold now. We've got these matches. It's like, okay, yeah, let's see what they
I know
do.
The crowd on Monday wasn't into Daniel Bryan versus Triple H, but that's because Triple H, let's face it, I mean, since the match where Orton had against Big Show, and I don't know, there's another guy, Big Show, to come back, by the way.
It's true.
You know, that we haven't talked about. Yeah. And God, can you imagine him with Batista and Orton? Oh, fuck. But, but again, when we're talking about, like, the last time that Triple H and Stephanie were real douchebag heels on TV.
Yeah.
Was Batista, or sorry, was Orton versus Big Show.
Yeah.
That was what, November?
Yeah, November. Yep.
We're getting to March here.
Yeah.
That's too long. That's 3 months that they haven't really been portrayed as strong heels. They've been kind of tweeners, more leaning towards baby faces in many ways.
Yeah.
You know? Insincere baby faces, perhaps. But more
I thought you were say insincere. I mean, I think.
But that's why I don't think you saw the strong reaction to the Triple H versus Daniel Bryan match when Daniel Bryan's challenging him.
Yeah, people want him to win the belt. People want him to win the belt,
but also I think it's just that they haven't pushed this the last 3 months. Like, I got to get my hands on him, and I can't.
Yeah.
It's like he had nothing to do with the explosion.
I'm challenging you. Get him. It wasn't.
It hasn't been well done. Yeah. But again, that's.
But at least
it was an afterthought. It was supposed to be CM Punk.
That's the thing, and the positive part about Brian and Hunter.
And the fact that they pulled this on Monday says to me that's why I think Punk's not going to be there.
Yeah.
Because I think they were waiting to the last second.
Yeah.
And when they found out, okay, he's not going to be there on Monday, then the week before he set it off.
Yeah. And I think.
Is that what you think?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. But I look at Hunter, and I mean, at the very least, it gives Brian a big win at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I can't see him not going over in Triple H for that. Well, I couldn't say I can't see him, but I think it's very likely he wins that.
Well, Hunter has that. I mean, Hunter is
Hunter.
Well,
Hunter.
But his WrestleMania record is 8 wins and 9 losses.
Yeah.
Right. So
there's 3 of those losses
against Undertaker. Sure, but still, I mean,
one of them against Ultimate Warrior.
One of the losses against the Ultimate Warrior. Yeah. So
before he was a star.
Yeah, and I mean, you talk about he's actually had 4 losses against the Dead Man.
Really?
Yeah. There was WrestleMania 17. There was WrestleMania 20.
Oh, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. You just did it. Okay. I started to see it before, but then I realized you'd already done it. I was like, wait, I see where he's going to stop. No. I hate you. All right. Well, I think that's about it on this. We've gone 80 minutes for the show. Want to talk any about TNA?
No.
Me too.
We have a new feed.
What?
Feed.
Feed me what?
More.
I like that idea.
I think so.
So what is this feed you're talking about?
What is this feed you speak of? It's on the iTunes.
Uh-huh.
So, but starting like March 4th, it's going to be new. So you have to go to WeTalk. I mean, the other thing is WeTalkWrestling.com is still going to house all the shows. It's still, hopefully, I don't know if we can. We probably should be able to put a link maybe to iTunes on the WeTalk Wrestling.
The plan is
can we do it on my smart TV?
Using WeTalk Podcast as a scapegoat, I've been trying to find a way to create a nice icon for iTunes feed, and just I'm not tech savvy enough to be able to add it in the way that I find presents itself nicely.
You can do
that.
We'll
do something.
You could find a new showstopper.
Yeah.
A new main event. But preferably a new icon.
Yeah.
That can still go.
He was born to wrestle. That's what he says on his DVD.
What?
That's what he said on his DVD.
Who?
And he has he has a DVD. It's Kids Fit.
Yes, that's right.
his new DVD.
New Mr. WrestleMania DVD.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was born to wrestle.
Baby, I was born to wrestle. Not like Kofi Kingston.
No. He was born to do something else.
Oh, friend.
All right, we're OUT.
We are. So that's going to do it. WeTalkWrestling.com is a big plug there.
Triple H has a huge nose.
Yes?
His penis, not as big.
Really?
No. Compared to his nose.
Breaking news. Mm-hmm. At WeTalkWrestling on Twitter, when we get the new feed, we'll be plugging it on Twitter and on Facebook as well. So if you need to subscribe or if you need a reminder or whatnot, then it's at WeTalkWrestling and Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling. So you can like us there, get the follows. You can follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe on our website. WeTalkWrestling.com.
Yeah, yeah. Subscription gimmick there. So that is, in fact, going to motherfucking do it for another week. So in the meantime and in between time, that is it. Another edition. We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Probably should have pushed that iTunes feed a little more, don't you think?
Oh, fuck. I knew we were forgetting something.